Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello. Welcome back to Trinity Care. If you're new here, my name is Ashley and I upload every single Monday and I'm now uploading on YouTube. So if you like to have a visual, if you like to see who's talking to you, I'm on YouTube now and I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting and talking to the camera, but I know some people like to see who's talking to them. So if you like a visual, it's there, but you can still listen to me on Spotify and Apple or wherever you listen. You can also follow me on Instagram and TikTok if you want to keep up with me. Just throwing that out there. That's in the show notes too. But we're just going to jump right into today's episode. And in today's episode, I want to talk about the reality of healing. I feel like when it comes to the process of healing, there is a huge difference in how people treat you and how they react to what you've gone through when you're healing versus when you're healed. Usually when you're going through a hard time and you're struggling really bad, you're met with a lot of judgment and negativity and just misunderstanding. But when you show that you're doing better and that you're healed, people are so much different towards you and they praise you and they're like, you're so courageous, you're so brave, you're so strong, you're such a warrior. And it's like, why am I being praised for something now when you just criticized me a couple months ago? When I was going through it, I was a problem, but now that I've overcome it, I'm being praised for it. Like, we see this all the time when it comes to celebrities, especially Selena Gomez. Selena Gomez has been so open about her mental health struggles, and when she has been open about it and she's shown signs of struggle, people are like, she's a mess, she needs to stay off Instagram, she can't get over her ex. But then now you see her winning awards and being engaged and smiling and seemingly healed from everything that she went through. Everyone's like, she's so brave, I love her so much, she's such a role model. And it's like, you're praising her and you're complimenting her for going through this hardship, but when she was going through the hardship, she was a problem. The process of healing overall is just shit, because it's like you're in this state of confusion and pain and you feel isolated and lonely and you're trying to meet everyone's expectations while also trying to meet your own, and you're trying to get better for other people because you're tired of hearing people be like, you're still not over that, like you're still upset over that, and then you're sick of your own nonsense and you're like, why am I not over this? Like, why am I still on this? Why am I so upset over this thing? Why can't I just be happy? Why can't I just go back to who I was before? I miss who I was before being hurt. Why can't I go back to being who I was before being hurt? It just gets to this point where it feels like everyone, including yourself, is sick of you. Everyone wants to stop hearing about that situation and how you feel and what you're thinking. And you want to stop ruminating over what happened. And you just want to be happy. You just want to be yourself again. But the thing is that no one tells you is you're not going to heal by trying to get back to who you were before being hurt. You're not going to heal by trying to fit a mold that you outgrew. I had really fucked up teeth growing up, so I had to get braces, and I had braces for like 2 to 3 years. And when I got my braces off, I got a retainer. And a retainer is basically to keep your teeth from shifting and like keep them in place. And if you don't wear your retainer, your teeth will shift back to how they were before your braces. So I wasn't the best with wearing my top retainer because it was like a different material than my bottom retainer that I have now. And I just would go like days or weeks without wearing it. And it got to a point where I stopped wearing it and I realized that my teeth had shifted and I didn't like how they looked. And I was like, oh crap, I need to start wearing my retainer again. So I tried to put the retainer back on my teeth, but my teeth had shifted so much that I couldn't fit the retainer on my teeth. They literally shifted so much that my retainer broke and I could not wear the retainer. And I was so frustrated with myself and the situation. And I was trying to force the retainer back onto my teeth. And it was obvious that the retainer was not going on my teeth. But in my head, I was like, I have to get this retainer on my teeth to make my teeth look like they did when I got my braces off. The reality of it was, I wasn't going to get my teeth back into that retainer. It just wasn't going to happen. It could not happen. But that does not mean that I can't fix my smile or straighten my teeth another way. It just means I couldn't do it that way. I wasn't going to get the same result as I did in the past by wearing that retainer. I can go to my orthodontist and be like, hey girl, I fucked up and I didn't wear my retainer. How can we fix my teeth? How can we fix this problem? But I'm not going to fix the problem by trying to do something that clearly does not work for me anymore. That retainer does not work for my teeth anymore. That in my head is the same type of frustration you have with yourself, or like kind of the same frustration you have with yourself when you feel like you've lost who you are and you don't know how to get back to who you were. You feel like bits of you have been taken away and all of your progress has been derailed. And it's like, how do I get back to who I was? What can I do to get back to who I was? But the kicker is, healing isn't about getting back to who you were before. It's about working through what you've gone through and building up who you are now. It doesn't make sense to try to revert back to who you were before being hurt, because that version of you didn't go through what you did. You're thinking back to you a couple months ago or a year ago or whenever, and you're like, I was so much more confident and happy and I was so unbothered. And it's like, duh, of course you were, because you didn't go through what you did. There was no reason for you to be bothered. There was no reason for you to be questioning yourself. There was no reason for you to be depressed at that time. It doesn't make sense to try to be that person again, because that person didn't go through what you did. It's like having a broken leg and trying to go back to the version of you that didn't have a broken leg. Like, you can wish for that all you want, you can romanticize it all you want, but it's not productive, because at the end of the day, you have a broken leg, you have a cast, and you have crutches. What you need to do now is learn how to navigate life with this injury. You're going to take time to heal. You're not going to go out there and do things that you used to do before you had a broken leg. You're not going to go and run a marathon or play soccer or like try to do a split. You're going to take time to rest. You're going to go to physical therapy. You're going to do the things that you need to do to get better, to heal. You're going to think of things that you could do right now that's going to help your future self and make you a happier and healthier and stronger person. So when your leg is fully healed, you can go back out there and do things 10 times better than you did before you even had a broken leg. It's going to take time to repair the damage that was done to you. You're not going to get better overnight. You know, you might be sitting there with a broken leg being like, oh, I wish that my leg was better, but you're not just going to put a Band-Aid on it and then get up and start walking again. It takes time. You're not going to read one self-help book or go to therapy once and be fully healed. It's going to take time to overcome what has happened to you. Healing takes time and consistency and commitment, but just because it takes a lot of time, it doesn't mean that it's time wasted. And that's one of the things that so many people, myself included, have trouble with throughout the healing process. We become so frustrated with the healing process because we feel like we're wasting our time and we feel like our life has been put on hold. We go through this traumatic thing and it affects us so deeply. It affects pretty much every area of our life. And we feel like we can't do any of the things that we usually enjoy doing because we're so preoccupied with this one thing or this thing that's hurt us, and we're so preoccupied with trying to overcome it and get better. We don't have any energy or time to do anything else because we have to be so hyper focused on getting better and overcoming this thing. And a lot of the time we give ourselves this like timeline to get over it, this imaginary timeline in our heads of like, well, it's been a year now and I'm still not over it. What the hell is my problem? Like, I should be over it by this time. Or we feel like we've done all of this work and we've made all this progress and we've gotten better. And then all of a sudden it hits us again and we feel like we're back to square one. This episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. I am the queen of Googling and searching on TikTok for random weird symptoms. The other day I was doing my skincare and I found like a lump underneath my chin or like neck area. And immediately I'm like, oh, it's a tumor. It's a cyst. Great. Like, I'm dying. When in reality, if I just went to the doctor, they'd probably be like, oh, it's your lymph nodes. You're fine. One thing that I want to get better at this year is just going to the doctor when I have a problem rather than trying to be a doctor myself and problem solve online. I'm so happy to share that I have ZocDoc to help me with that. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. You can filter for doctors who take your insurance, are located nearby, are a good fit for any medical need you may have, and are highly rated by verified patients. One thing that I love about ZocDoc is you can see actual appointment openings and choose a time slot that works for you and click to instantly book a visit. And appointments happen fast through ZocDoc. You can usually get one between 24 and 72 hours of booking. Sometimes you can even score same day appointments. Next time I'm worried about a weird random symptom, I'm going to use ZocDoc and I think you should too. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/tryingnot to find and instantly book a top rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/tryingnot. ZocDoc.com/tryingnot. When my ex and I broke up and I was trying to get over the breakup, I was doing everything in my power to just like stay alive. I was going through it. I had his number blocked. I wasn't reaching out to him. I was reading self-help books and poetry books, and I was going to the gym and I was eating healthy and I was going out with my friends, and I was making a lot of progress, but I would get so frustrated because I would get to a point where I'm like, okay, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling better. Like, I feel like I can move on. And then I'd go out with my girlfriends, and by the end of the night, I'm like crying and like wanting to text him and wanting to call him. And the next morning I'd be like, what the fuck is my problem? Like, I was doing so good. I was so happy. I was almost healed. And now I'm back to the start of all of it. Like, I feel like everything that I've done is just goes out the window because here I am now again, depressed and wanting to be with him again. I wish I could go back and tell my younger self that healing isn't linear. Like, just because you're healed or you're happy or you don't think about that situation or person again doesn't mean that it's never going to bother you again. Doesn't mean it's never going to come up again. You can go 10 years without thinking about that person or that thing and then hear a song or see a thing and then feel like you just got stabbed 10 times in the stomach and be like, wow, that hurt. Ow. Like, I didn't expect that to hurt me. I thought I was over it. You can be over something and simultaneously still feel pain from that thing. You might not have the same reaction as you once did, or it might not be as painful as it once was, but there's still a sore spot. It's still a scar. It still happened to you. The point that I'm trying to make is that you shouldn't put your life on hold or feel like you can't enjoy life until you're 100% healed, because that might never happen. You shouldn't put yourself on a shelf and not take yourself off the shelf until you feel 100% okay, because that might never happen. Realistically, that's probably never going to happen. The pain that you feel may never fully go away. You might have a permanent scar. Like, let's say that you get bit by a shark, right? And you have like this nasty scar on your legs. Are you never gonna wear shorts again until that scar heals? Like, sorry to break it to you, that scar is probably gonna be there forever. So like, why are you gonna wear jeans in the middle of the summer? I know that my examples are cheesy, but like, that's the truth. It doesn't make sense for you to hold yourself back from living because of this thing that happened to you. You can't change what has happened to you, but you do have the choice to decide what you do with what's been done. You have the choice to change the story and change the narrative and get better. There's this quote that I want to share from the writer Young Pueblo, where he said, you can simultaneously heal your past while being open to the present. The reason I really like this quote is because I've definitely felt in my past that I have to like close myself off to new experiences and people until I am fully healed. There's been times where I just felt very unsure and also just like traumatized from things that had happened to me that I was afraid to move forward with like new relationships or friendships or experiences, because in the back of my head, I'm like, okay, well, what if that happens again? Like, what if this thing that hurt me so deeply happens again? And I worked so hard to overcome it, and then I'm just like brought back to it. But that's kind of the chance that you take with everything. Like, everything in life is pretty unpredictable. Even if you think you know what's going to happen, you really don't. So it's just not realistic to close yourself off and like put yourself in this box of like protection of like, that's never going to happen to me again. I'm safe. I'm good here. Because it's like, yeah, you're safe, but you're not living. And also this feeling of like, I'm not ready. I'm not healed. I'm not who I used to be. I'm not that like bubbly, happy, funny person I used to be. So like, I can't hang out with those people or I can't do that thing. It's like the person that you were before what happened to you is gone. She's gone. She, like, you're still you, but that version of you is gone. You only have you right now, and you right now needs you to show up and start working on this version of you. And this version of you doesn't want to sit in a box and try to protect yourself and isolate yourself just to not get hurt. This version of you needs you to show up for you and work on becoming a better person, a happier person, a healthier person, a more healed person, a version of you who is more experienced, who is more wise, who is more grown. And you're not going to grow by isolating yourself and not interacting with anyone or doing anything out of fear of not being healed enough or not being ready enough. In my opinion, you're going to make much more progress in your healing journey, and you're going to heal quicker by throwing yourself into new experiences and not being ready, allowing yourself to make decisions while you're healing, allowing yourself to make choices that aren't familiar to you, allowing yourself to experiment and make mistakes and get hurt and fall down and get back up and grow. I have definitely not only felt frustrated but angry throughout the healing process, because healing takes a long ass time. It takes a lot of time and a lot of work. And there's been times throughout my life where I just get pissed because it's like, why do I have to go through all of this? Why do I have to do all of this work and overcome something that I didn't cause? I didn't want this person to cheat on me. I didn't want this relationship to end. I didn't want this friendship to end. I didn't do it. So it's like, why do I have to deal with the consequence of this thing crumbling? The person who did make that decision, that did want the relationship or friendship to end, this person who did want to hurt me, gets to just run off and be happy and like get into a new relationship or like get a new group of friends or, you know, talk their shit and be happy, while I'm picking up all the pieces and I didn't cause it. I didn't do it. And all of those feelings are valid. It's valid to feel angry and resentful for feeling like you're being put in this position that you never intended to be in. You're valid for being upset that this person was inconsiderate of your feelings in your life. You're valid for feeling like you have to start over again because of what someone has done to you. And I'm never going to say that you're wrong for feeling the way that you do, or that you need to stop feeling the way that you do. But I have learned that carrying that anger and letting that anger drive everything you do is not productive. And I've actually found a lot of peace in thinking that the breaking is actually a blessing. Yeah, there's times where I'm like, this fucking sucks and I didn't deserve it. And I didn't deserve it. I didn't deserve for that person to do what they did to me. I didn't deserve for them to treat me that way. But part of me is grateful, because it's like, well, I get to start over now. I get to reinvent my life. I get to build up when I might have never done that if it didn't feel like my world came crashing down. I've come to peace with the idea that some of the worst pain that I've endured has actually been the biggest blessings. Like, of course, there's still parts of me, a lot of me, that's disgusted and resentful and angry. But the more healed part of me, the more hopeful part of me, thinks that if I didn't go through what I did, I wouldn't be who I am right now. I had to go through some of the hardest, most painful things I would never wish on anyone else for me to become who I am now. And who I am now is a strong woman who turns pain into power and can look at a hardship and turn it into an opportunity. And I'm someone who believes in myself even when everyone else is against me. There were times in my life where I would never have said that about myself. I would have thought the complete opposite. But there's been things that I went through and I worked through, and now I can confidently say those things about me.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sometimes it takes hitting rock bottom to become a better person. And the reason that happens is because without hitting rock bottom and without losing everything, you're too afraid to make a change. You're too afraid to lose things. But when you lose everything, it's like, okay, well, shit, what else is there to lose? I'm so unhappy. I have nothing. So my choice is to stay here and be miserable and have nothing and hate myself, or get up and figure it out and rebuild and do whatever the hell I want to do. Do whatever is going to make me happy. I lost my job. Great. I hated that job anyways, but the only reason I stayed was because I was afraid that I wasn't going to be able to pay my bills. And I'm not going to be able to pay my bills anyways, so I might as well go and apply to all these jobs that I wouldn't have before. I lost my friends. Great. They weren't really that great of friends anyways, but I stayed in those friendships because I was afraid of being alone. And now that I'm alone, I can try and make new friends, or I can do things that I was afraid of doing because those friends made fun of me. Now I'm going to start a YouTube channel. Now I'm going to start talking to people that I was afraid of talking to because of those friends. Feeling like you've lost everything and that your progress has been completely derailed and you have no idea what you're doing with your life and you feel like you have to start over and you feel like you don't know who you are anymore isn't the worst thing to ever happen. If anything, it might be the best thing that's ever happened to you. When my ex left me for the girl he cheated on me with, I thought my world had ended. I was devastated and I was confused. I had no idea what I was going to do, but it was quite literally the best thing that has ever happened to me. I wouldn't be who I am now if he didn't make that decision, because I wasn't going to make that decision. I would have stayed in that relationship. And I wouldn't know the life that I'm living now if that had not happened. Sometimes it takes losing everything and losing yourself to fuel yourself to rise up and be better and build a brand new life that you actually like. Sometimes it takes people leaving your life or losing faith in you for you to show up for yourself and also to prove those people wrong. Sometimes it takes being stripped of everything that you care about for you to have the courage to fight for what you deserve. As I wrap up today's episode, I just want to leave you with this. Healing takes time. Healing takes a long ass time, and it's going to take a lot longer and it's going to be a lot harder if you allow all of the noise around you to tell you what you should be doing or how long it's going to take. There's going to be people being like, "You're still on that? you're still not over that friendship breakup. You're not over that relationship breakup. And it's like, no, I'm not. I'm not, because I really cared. I really loved that person. I really wanted it to work. And it wasn't a decision of mine to end that. It wasn't a decision of mine for this person to do what they did to me. It wasn't my decision to be put in that situation, but I have to still deal with the consequences of it. The same people that are criticizing you for how you decide to heal and how long it takes for you to heal are the same people that when you're happy and you're out there, you know, showing people that you're doing better, they're going to be like, you look so much happier. I'm so proud of you. You've been through so much. You deserve nothing but happiness. It's like, well, no shit, I know I deserve that, but it takes time to get to this place that you're romanticizing and being like, oh my God, you're doing so great. And also have some grace for yourself. Don't be like those people. Don't be criticizing yourself and being like, why aren't you over this? Why can't you just be happy? Don't be comparing who you are now to who you used to be. Be more focused on who do I want to be? I went through this thing that really crushed me, that really knocked me down. Who do I want to be after this? Do I want to be paralyzed by this thing that's happened to me and let it, you know, consume every waking thought and decision I make? Or do I want to break away and get better? And being better does not mean reverting back to the person that you were before this injury. Being better quite literally just means healing from the injury and growing from it. You did not deserve what that person or people did to you. You did not deserve what happened to you. And we're going to take that pain that was caused that you did not choose, and we're going to turn it into power. We're going to take that hardship and we're going to turn it into an opportunity, and we're going to grow, and we're going to be the baddest, the hottest, the most healed, highest versions of ourselves because of it. Okay? I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. I hope it healed a part of you, and I just love you, and I hope that you're taking care of yourself. If you did like today's episode, make sure to follow me on Spotify and Apple so you know when I post. Subscribe on YouTube and like today's video if you're watching there, and follow my socials if you want to keep up with me. And that's about it. I love you, and I will talk to you next Monday. Love you. Bye. I haven't done that in a while. If you're an OG, you know that I usually...
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.